going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Jason Mackey, you hear him evenings on The Fan and you read him in the Post-Gazette. He wrote about the Pirates this week. Forget bricks and bobbleheads. Bob Nutting should worry about fixing his team's baseball problems. Jason, do you think that that message was delivered to PNC Park? And do you think he's going to start going for more than just the bread and circus of bobbleheads and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're unaware. I think times are pretty tense over there. Took the heat out of a hot kitchen last night a little bit. The past two nights, they're actually hitting the ball. I mean, obviously, the path of least resistance would be to not fire anybody. But if this goes poorly, yeah, I don't think Bob would be too terribly far away.
What do you think he's most upset about? If you had to put your finger on and guess, what about this Pirates start has rankled him and bothered him the most? What do you think it is?
Can you give me a few, like, which direction are you going? Because I think there's a few different ways. Like the lack of development, the lack of
anything.
Prospects.
The world is your oyster here. This is a blank canvas.
I mean, here's how I can sum it all up. A couple years ago, or 2019, Bob thought he took aggressive steps and spent a lot of money in his world to make these guys go away and bring in new people who were going to get them closer to the Guardians, the Rays, this small market stuff that is attainable. And not only is he getting bagged on relentlessly for them not spending the stuff that he thinks that he's spent on, you know, to within the Pirates' grasp, they've screwed that up. You know, trades, free agent signings, international, all of these things that they're not out of bounds for the Pirates. A team like the Pirates should be able to develop guys, and this group hasn't been able to do it.
Jason, do you think that he's got a game total in mind when it comes to Derek Shelton, where he's already got it in his head, the owner, I'm going to reevaluate this after X number of games, and if I don't like what I see and or the record is a certain record, he's gone.
Yeah, I do. And a lot of times, I mean, you may look
what
at
what game
maybe
number
two
is
months.
That? How many games is that in your
well,
opinion?
I mean, I think we're darn close to it, Chris. I think they're, I literally think they're staving off doing something by winning a couple games here. Shoot, I was talking to a scout yesterday.
So wait, if they were to lose,
hold on, let's hear that
okay,
scout point.
Yeah, talking to the
what did the scout say?
That we were talking about, like, what if things would go poorly on this road trip? You know, obviously they're not, so I don't know if this is still a realistic scenario, but I'm like, could you see them blowing it up? He said, yes, absolutely. I don't think we're terrible. I'm not saying it's imminent. I'm just saying that, you know, we're reaching that. This is a fair sample size kind of territory, Chris. And if it continues to stink, Bob has to do something.
How about the Andrew McCutchen side of this, where on Sunday he sounded like he wanted to say it somewhat diplomatically, but he doesn't sound exactly thrilled with the way he's been handled.
He
okay. Expand on that, please.
No player likes that. No player likes the amount of change. Kutch wants to play, man. I mean, I think this is his last year. I do. I think this is it. I think he's trying to tell us that. I don't think he's ever going to come right out and say it. And I don't think he wants to sit on the bench for his last year. I think he thinks that he can help the team. And no, I don't think guys in that clubhouse are terribly thrilled with the amount of screwing around with the lineup that they
do.
Maybe Kutch said the quiet part out loud.
Is that Shelton or is that Charrington? Who is the person responsible?
It's ultimately Shelton. It's his lineup card. But he makes his decisions based on a lot of input from the analytics team in Charrington and, you know, people in the sports science people talking about rest and whatever. But it's ultimately his lineup card.
So to that end, do the sports science or specifically maybe the analytics people, do they not think that there's value in having a steady lineup most nights? Do they think that the negative impact of continuously juggling the lineup is overstated or minimal?
Yes. You know what they're looking at, Chris? They're looking at matchups. They think matchups are more important than the continuity achieved by not screwing with the lineup. They hunt matchups at all costs. And I disagree with it. I think you guys probably disagree with it too.
I disagree with it when you have a bunch of bad hitters, and if anything is seemingly making them more comfortable, you should try to strive to that end. I think if you have a terrific lineup where guys aren't going to be worried about being in straight platoons, you can probably do what you're describing that they think is important. But this team has like maybe two good hitters right now.
Chris, I've had that exact conversation with people very much around the Pirates. You know, my argument was third time through. And I said, I understand the third time through in order is typically, you know, a baseball thing. You get a little skittish. If I have a Pirates pitcher who's actually pitching well that night, man, I care less about the third time through. I'm going to keep him going as long as his pitch count is reasonable and he's getting outs. This is the same brand of thinking where they're sort of like overriding logic with analytics.
There you go. Jason Mackey, check him out on our airwaves and read him in the Post-Gazette, his column on the Pirates doing more than just pacifying fans with PR wins is up right now, and it's very good. So thank you, Jason. We'll talk again soon.
All right, guys. Take care. Have a good night.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.